Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we are back. Full Legends, back for this episode of Superman and Lois. Episode 5, people. Episode 5. Last one before the long break.
Oh, that's going to
So
be
we're
hard to get
thinking.
through that.
I know. Are we thinking long cliff, a big old cliffhanger at the end of this one? Or do you think they didn't know of it?
I don't think we're going to get a big cliffhanger at the end necessarily. Not a big one, because I don't think they planned for it.
No, that's a fair point.
Okay, nice. So Liam, you weren't here for last week's episode. We obviously watched it offline. What do you think of it?
I can't remember what happened.
Morgan Edge found loads of kryptonite in the
Oh
mines.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you found all that kryptonite. So it's cool. Clearly, like so Luthor we're seeing less of now, so we're really focusing on this Morgan Edge storyline. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, we're obviously oh, and we had it was the Smallville episode where we had the shaking guy.
Yes.
That was it. Which it, all, that whole episode, it just reminded me of that episode of
That's
Smallville,
what
which
we
is
said on
season one episode.
Candyman at the big yeah.
And they found
Exactly.
level H or sector, whatever it was, that
Yeah,
secret
that's right.
section. That's all I was thinking the whole time. Like, all right, that's Meteor Rock that's
It's
done that.
funny you said
He's
that.
a meteor freak.
That's exactly what we were saying because he got the when John Jordan blew up the fire. He got the obviously got kryptonite in his arm because they were in the quarry, and then we all went, "Oh, meet your freak!" And it's like, yeah. So we're all thinking Smallville.
And on the side of one of the buildings during the episode, it actually said Smallville in the Smallville logo. Did you guys spot that?
No,
oh no, I
Must have
did
missed
not see
that.
that.
Yep, it was
Oh
in the
man, really?
set up as a Smallville logo on the side of one of the buildings. You blink and you miss it, but it was there.
Ah, cool.
What's going to
That's
happen
quite
this
cool.
episode is somebody's going to walk past the camera humming Somebody Save Me by Remy Zero.
The
background.
That was just
I mean, I'm quite happy to hear that song
Yeah.
whenever and whenever.
What, Liam, what did you think the thing was at the beginning where they're like, it's just, at the very beginning of the episode, it was like 6 years prior, and there's like a meteorite, the meteor shower, and then there
Like
was
an
that like
egg.
red-looking egg thing in the ground. Do you remember? And he was like, now the resurrection can begin. And it's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird, isn't it? No
Weird.
idea.
It is weird. It is weird. I don't know. I really like that they're doing stuff that with this whole show, they're totally doing stuff that we haven't seen
Yeah.
before. It's not nothing they're doing is obvious. And there's been a lot of Superman stuff before now, and we've all read lots of Superman comics, and yet they're still surprising us, and they've got us guessing. So
Yeah.
that's
It's good,
great.
isn't
Couldn't
it?
ask
Yeah.
for more.
Well, it's like the big last episode was like the big dynamic of like General Lane saying to the kids like, "Don't disturb your dad. He's Superman. He saves people, and all that kind of stuff." And
Don't get in
his
his
sort
way. Yeah.
of his literally sort of backfired. They're like, "What? You told them to do what? What the
Yeah.
hell?"
It was when he was going, "Why didn't you guys come to see me?" And they just went, and Greta's like, "Ah, crap."
may have said something. And he also then opened. He then also opened the sort of new file on Superman as well
Yeah,
at the end,
7734,
using
wasn't
that
it?
same
Yeah.
same number as what's on the back of that
Dog tag,
sort of
yeah.
dog tag. So,
Kind of find it
which
offensive.
does bring the question of, is that because it's from the future,
No, we're
and
doing
we've
this
just come
again.
back, and now he's made it?
I use the reason why I enjoyed last week's episode more than you do.
I wouldn't come back in on that he's wrong though, because if he is right, you're gonna like you'll be like, ah, damn it.
Hey.
It can't be though, because what's his name? Lane is still the same age, so I feel like it's
Yeah.
just going the same path. The Earth's not gonna kind
It
of
could
go
be
the
the
same
not too
story.
distant future.
That Captain Luther just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see. What else happens as well? But it's more about
There's a lot more.
Jonathan.
There's a lot more family stuff going on. You've got Superman. Sorry, Clark falling out with Sam. That like you said, and that's led.
Yeah.
Leading to, as a result of him being more of a family man, which I think.
Oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
I remember the best. Sorry, the best bit about the episode was the whole comments of like Superman being less visible in Metropolis means crime rates have gone up, and Intergang was on the rise. And then you also had Kilgrave as well
Oh
show
yeah,
up.
Kilgrave was in
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
And I was just. And apparently, it was the same Kilgrave that was in the cell with Ollie in when he was in prison, Oliver Queen. Someone was saying in the comments, which I totally forgot about. But I was like,
And the
ah,
same
okay.
actor?
Apparently.
Okay.
Oh.
don't remember. It was like
it's interesting then as to which characters they're keeping the same actors for and which ones they're changing.
Mm. Yeah.
But I suppose with Crisis all merging in one, they can do what they like. And they say, this person came from this one from this one. But obviously, it's not the same Morgan Edge that we knew. So,
Yeah, exactly. I just thought it was quite something that we didn't even think. Well, I know I didn't think about it. It was like with Clark moving to Smallville, he's obviously not going to be flying around Metropolis as much. And that means people like, oh, Superman's not hit around as much. Let's try and nick more stuff. And I was like,
but he can go around the planet in a second. It doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Yeah. He's criminal idiots.
Surely it doesn't actually make any difference where he's living because he can fly so quickly. So but he can still be in Metropolis as much as he is.
But when he's at home,
he's now home in Metropolis instead of home. Sorry, home in Smallville instead of home in Metropolis. But
yeah, but he doesn't go to Metropolis. I mean, I guess you could literally be like, oh, I've got like 2 minutes. Maybe I should just fly around Metropolis a little bit, make sure like show my face, and then fly back again. But
Maybe
it's not so much that he's moved place so much as it is that he's spending more time with his family.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. He's trying to do right by his kids and not do what he ended up doing, which is not having somebody there that understood what the kids are going through with the powers so he can help them out, but being more of a family man as well so he can be them all. But that's obviously taking from the responsibility of being Superman, which is what Sam was being pissed about. So he's trying to... That balance, I think, is going to be the key thing. He's got to try and figure out going forward. So
yeah, cool. Right, let's get on and watch this another awesome episode. And guys, don't forget, if you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as the rest of this season, as well as all the other shows we react to, come and sign up to our Patreon and you'll find all the episodes there.
Oh, are we going to see our son?
If he's a minor, that means he's got powers.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what's happened to him. Okay.
Oh, well, there he goes.
I guess it's easier now they know he is Superman that he's not ditching them for anything else.
Yeah.
Just one weekend every year when everyone came together.
That's cheating.
And sacrificed to help those in need.
That's efficient. That's what
Harvest
it is.
Oh, the Fishers.
Fried every cheese. Year, they have
this awesome. Down, boy.
Chocolate bacon. Good.
Chocolate bacon.
Oh.
Hey, I'm glad she's finally able to come visit.
Look, the Harvest Fest is.
Oh,
special,
his girlfriend's coming.
Okay? Eliza's going to love it. You're going to love
come
it.
Come break up with him?
All of you are going to love it.
Yeah.
Want to go together?
Like from beginning to end?
That is how I understand the concept. Together. Awesome. Well.
Oh, she's canceling.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
Eliza.
But his life really is going down the shitter.
God damn it. Poor John.
What you want?
No. Not that. Sorry.
Hey, Chrissy.
Lois,
what
are
is
you
that?
Coming in soon? He's okay, actually. And so's her son.
What?
Oh.
You don't remember what happened? Outside of church. St. Anthony's?
They helped me remember who I was. I saw the flyer that you made.
I don't believe a word of it.
It might take some time for his memories.
She's been paid off as a... Nope.
He flinched when his mum touched him.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Mm. Have they actually come to her and said, we'll give you your son back if you drop it?
Yeah, I think so. What about that?
It appears we've successfully located Lois Lane, Captain Luthor. Are you certain this is the best course of action?
I still think that's Brainiac for some reason.
Brainiac?
Oh, there's
Smallville. See the logo?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same font.
Very close.
It's close, but it's not the same font.
Oh, shut up.
Get a happy ending.
Uh-oh.
I'll go get the rest of the bags.
He's not going to have heat vision, is he?
Yeah, eye blast out from that one.
Yeah.
Floor, there's something wrong.
Miss Law.
That's
Tony.
Her
assistant. Tony, yeah.
I need to see it.
Yeah.
Holy
cow! Oh, damn! Yeah, that's the Harvest stuff up in flames. What's in that box, Clark? God damn it.
Well, it's a different look.
What's in the box?
Really popped.
Some real high-end equipment.
Which you need to it makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, kid.
Shoot a kid.
That's Clark.
Oh, wow. He's a kid. He can shoot him.
What the?
Wow. Nasty people in Smallville. our back. What have you seen, boy?
We'll put it all back, like we were never here.
Oh, is Clark taking the scenic route?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, yeah, to be forever. Why did you get taken to the Superman?
Yeah.
Come on. We don't want to know that Superman's in Smallville. Yes. They're frozen, aren't it? Yeah. It's frozen.
Is that Frost?
Liza dumped him this morning.
I'll go talk to him. So am I. Do you want to talk about it?
What is there to talk about? I mean, clearly, she knows that she can do better than dating some kid from some middle of nowhere town.
I need you to get his mom and get her to the Gazette right now.
Oh, that's our car. Okay. Oh, shit.
I've been looking for you.
Oh, damn.
So no, it's a reporter.
He doesn't know she's Clark, though.
Marcus Bridgewater.
You have on Morgan Edge.
Nothing yet. But I think I may have found a way to get a look inside the mines. Maybe we'll split the byline?
Let's see what you come up with first.
I just got him back, and out of nowhere, he needs space.
He say anything about where he's going?
Back to the labs.
Space.
Can see that,
Tech? Yeah. I don't want to get some space. I'm going to space. Just read it.
Dad, mind if I... leave early to meet up with Sarah at Harvest Fest.
Like a date?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah! Okay. All right. Yes, of course
Dad.
You can.
Dad, I want to move back. I lost all my friends. I'm probably never going to play football again. And now what? You just expect me to drop my life for everyone else's?
Look, I know. A lot has changed, but I promise you, it's all going to work out.
You don't know that.
I get it. There was a time in my life when I felt just like you.
In this town, it is my kryptonite. I hate it.
Oh, wow.
It's finally exploded.
This Harvest Fest is so awesome. Let's go have some real fun.
All that tension boy up in there.
Uh-oh. Jonathan's going to do something stupid.
Dad understood. He knew I was sent here for a reason. I'm pretty sure that reason wasn't to be Martha Kent's son.
Dude.
Oh, dude. You know, how spiteful people
Thank
can kids
can
be.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Are you sure that's a good
Hip
idea
Hip flask
tonight?
In a brown paper bag. Awesome.
That's classy. How conspicuous.
Nothing is going to happen to you. This was an accident.
Oh, whoa, wait, what?
That's... We can fix this. Law.
Yeah. We can fix this, and you're dead.
Gotcha.
Uh-oh. Something funny going on. Oh no, flashback.
I'm sorry about earlier, Clark.
It's okay, Mom. I shouldn't have gotten so upset. You were right. You know.
No, just listen to me.
Oh,
what is this?
Box.
Your father found it in the pod when you were.
Oh, late. It's a crystal.
I don't know what it does.
Is that the one that Jonathan
just,
Jordan got at the start
I
of the series?
It just belongs to you.
Yeah, no, a different
it
one.
It might be the key to figuring out what your future is.
Chocolate bacon.
Chocolate bacon, yeah.
Chocolate bacon!
Hey, I've never heard of chocolate bacon,
really.
But I want it now.
Yeah, me too.
It's not chocolate bacon. On a stick, yeah.
Yeah. Next level.
My dad can't shut up about these.
He probably shouldn't eat anything here that's on a stick. Come on, let's
go
buy some muffin ears.
Got a recipe for bourbon maple syrup bacon.
Oh, is this how they were giving them their powers?
Maybe.
Trust me.
Trust me, I'm gonna overload it so you die. It's fine.
Is she trying to double cross him, or does she actually care for him?
I think she's gonna try and double cross him.
Is that the yellow kryptonite?
Maybe.
It's just a microwave. She's just
boiling him.
You can look at him from the inside.
You find out that's how they make the chocolate bacon.
It's made out of long
hair anymore.
Yeah.
On a stick.
Guys, look, it's everybody's favorite Kent brothers, Mr. Charming, baby.
Get this. It's this guy's first date ever.
It's his first date.
What?
Kind of pathetic.
Sarah, hey, look, you need to relax.
Don't touch me.
Hey, we're just kidding.
Don't talk to me like that.
He wants to move back to Metropolis.
Who said that?
You know, among other things.
Here he comes.
Oh, and he's been drinking.
What?
Smell it on him.
You've been drinking? Go home right now.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going anyway.
Go faster. Chrissy, now is not a good time.
Eric's location? So then I thought, WWLD, what would Lois Lane do? Which is easy to keep her involved immediately. I never left this building where there's this crazy bright of Frankenstein machine.
Clubs out of there.
Yeah, so two of them against him.
Is she not Kryptonian? She's one of these.
Hello.
Oh, there's that thing.
Yeah.
They're using that.
Protect the
that's why they're resurrection.
Carlos here.
Oh, so he doesn't know that Lois.
Clark is Superman. Yeah.
Nice.
Continue on this road, and we'll intersect in 23
it's
seconds.
It's like heat vision his feet or something.
Auto drive engage.
Yeah.
Holy moly!
Kal-El, you're not alone anymore.
Notice. Huh?
Where's the brain? You are not alone anymore as well.
It's a Brainiac module with their minds, and they're putting their minds into bodies.
Maybe.
It's not a kryptonite one, is it? Oh, it's Red Sun!
Oof. Oh, shit.
Because his ship blew up with a red explosion as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
I can help you.
No, you can't.
Oh, it's up to that kid.
He's gonna blow up.
Wait. What the fuck is that? Do you even think he killed him?
Maybe. Mission complete! Time to go home.
I'm really sorry. And I promise that...
Stop. It's okay.
I'm still drunk.
This is your one get out
I
of jail
I hate hangovers.
Card.
It is?
You have your own path. And it might not feel like it right now, but I know it's going to lead to great things. I want to give you something. Something from that time in my life.
Is it gonna glow?
Is it still in there anymore?
Dad, there's nothing in here.
The box is the gift.
Yeah, I love him being a dad.
Whatever Edge and Leslie are doing with that machine, it has something to do with the mines.
So she's gonna go with Lufa to try and work out what it is.
We could replace everything that was lost in the fire.
Oh, you're never gonna believe this. We already have.
What? How?
Morgan Edge.
Yep. He heard about what happened. One last donation you need to see. Everyone in Smallville can remember her sitting right here, talking with
name plaque for it.
With who, and she will be right here for whoever needs
her. Nice. Yeah. He's give her a hug goodbye, Jesus. Does he recognize him?
Or is he seeing that if he is Kal-El, he's different?
Yeah.
Everything about her is the same. Everything except she married someone else.
Come back to me.
Oh.
Oh, he was married to her!
Oh my god, really?
I think I could really just use a friend more than anything else.
Yeah.
With benefits?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Oh no, what's gonna happen?
Whoa!
What the fuck?
The hell was that?
Is that his friend? Hi. With the arm?
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh! Oh shit.
What's he wearing? You know.
Bad!
Huh. Told you it was going to end on a cliffhanger. What the?
That's a hell of a...
Yeah.
And the day ended so nicely for him.
Yeah, I know, right? He was strutting like he was like, yeah, got to. Oh man, God, what another awesome episode! So much happened in that episode.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And I've got
that was a good episode.
How many weeks now until we can?
a lot. I didn't want to think about it.
Where are you?
It's okay. May sometime, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't we get? We're going to get the whole season of Supergirl now, or half season of Supergirl, and then this comes back. Is that the deal?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's like 12, 13 episodes. Oh man. Right. Okay. What do we want to start on, man? There's so much happened.
Do you want to start on the last bit? Because it wasn't that much. Are we going to start on it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so like that kid coming back.
And he's wearing clothing almost. It could just be a tracksuit, or it could
I'm just looking at a still of
like a uniform.
It's got a hawk's head symbol on his chest, but I can't see what the logo says underneath it.
Where did they take him to? Did they take him to Star Labs or something? No? In the last episode. Mm. Didn't they say they took him somewhere to help him? Special meta,
didn't they?
It's like a meta
special school for the gift.
Yes.
He's wearing a yellow X. He's wearing a yellow X on his chest.
God, he's been talking to Wolverine. He's like, come back from revenge.
That's interesting.
They took me somewhere in upstate New York. It's just.
I was going to say, do you reckon, like, if Morgan Edge is using that machine to create metahumans like Kryptonians or resurrect them or whatever.
It's the resurrection thing, isn't it? It keeps saying resurrection can begin. I'm back, and when she put him in the machine, he was completely different when he came out because he was like protect the asset and just jumped out of the window.
Yeah, but the thing was that he was unstable and he blew up. But this kid, he's going to be similar, but obviously it was different because it was the heat vision that blew up the yellow kryptonite made him. That he'll be a key and he'll be stable and he'll be able to control it and be fine.
And
Morgan Edge is going to want him because he's the key.
Mm.
Yeah, I would also say that he's not been resurrected. He's just a kid who's now got still got his same mind with those powers. Yeah. Where it sounds like because that guy said I was already dead anyway. Like it sounds like maybe he did die and then this egg thing had some sort of Kryptonian soul in it. Or something that then get put into him.
Or it could be like the Codex from Man of Steel, where they've each, you know, it keeps the sort of DNA.
It does seem like a bit of Kryptonian tech. Maybe it contains their minds or uploaded computer personalities of Kryptonians.
Like their DNA and minds. Yeah. So that's why they can. Have superpowers
They can't. They're trying to make the bodies. Make more. What's the word I'm looking for? Take humans, make them stronger, so their bodies can resorb the Kryptonian mind. Because it looked like it just burned him up from the inside out. It couldn't hold him. Yeah.
So like they're taking these Kryptonians, they're putting them their minds and somehow powers into human bodies. The human bodies were never designed to be able to hold those powers, which is why the bodies are failing in some way. So when they get Jordan, he's the perfect thing, half human, half Kryptonian, like you were saying, he's the key. They get his DNA, and then that will be the missing link that they need.
Mm.
What about the woman? Like, what's her name? Something Law. Is she a successful candidate, or is she?
That's the thing. How would she be a successful candidate if the human? If she started off human, and she,
unless she's an
her
alien,
body is not
she's
failing,
not
so maybe she actually is a Kryptonian.
Yeah, because she wasn't.
But the thing
maybe
is,
she's
like,
from Kandor
or something. Yeah, but when she punched that hole in the wall,
she wasn't affected.
She wasn't affected by the kryptonite. Yeah.
Good
at all.
Point.
And because I would say that's because she's got human DNA with a Kryptonian mind, and that's why she's not affected by it. Maybe.
Or is it because she's from where Mon-El's from, where he didn't get as expected?
Daxon.
Yeah.
Daxon. Yeah.
She's from a similar solar system, and that's why.
Interesting. I mean, that's a cool story to sort of unfold.
Yeah.
And then we've also got the then bit of like Captain Luther and the whole revelation that he was actually married to Lois in an alternate Earth. But if he's saying she's exactly the same, then did she support Superman in the other Earth as well before he went bad?
No, I think he's talking about her journalism sort of mind and the way that she operates is the same, but she just loves somebody else.
Yeah.
On her, on that, on Captain Luther's Earth, the Superman was always bad, and there was never a good Superman for her to fall in love with, maybe. Or
yeah,
that Clark.
So why is he so determined to think that this one's going to be the same when he can see, if he just read newspapers, he can see that this Superman's good.
Well, he said that in the first episode, well, didn't he? He said that he's good for now, and but you'd never seen. Yeah. I've seen what happens when you turn. So like you know, they're going.
Maybe
down
his one, his Superman when he was younger was good, and then he turned bad.
Mm.
But Lois never met him when he was good, so that's why they never got together.
As Barry Allen keeps saying, Lois is the key.
I suppose it's all the same argument as BVS, right? Where Batman was like, we take him down just in case he ever turns evil.
Mm.
Like 1%, 1% chance is absolute, whatever he says. Yeah. So maybe it's the same sort of argument.
So I think if she's a Daxamite,
mm.
then the Daxamites, she could have an issue with Kryptonians. So she could be motivated to want to kill Superman, and that's what would drive her to team up with Morgan Edge.
Mm. Yeah, it's so curious, that plotline. I'm really intrigued.
You don't think that she's from another Earth and she's turned up on this one because of Crisis?
The question still comes up, though, is why isn't she affected by Kryptonite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
does
yeah.
she have Kryptonian powers and Kryptonite not hurt her? The only example I can think of is Daxamites.
Mm.
So Manel wasn't affected by Kryptonite, was he?
No.
Okay, fine. I can't remember. So long ago. Okay.
Maybe that's she's like Monel from Parallel Earth. Mm. You know what I mean? Turned up. I don't know.
It certainly seems like the whatever that. We call it the Resurrection Stone. It's just like an alien computer bank from Kryptonite that's got a load of these Kryptonian mines uploaded into it. Hey, like you say, Stuart, it might even be part of Brainiac's tech. Who knows? He's collected a whole bunch of Kryptonian mines in it. I still think
that female robot that Luthor's talking to is Brainiac.
You think it's a Brainiac?
I think it's a Brainiac because on his world, Superman was evil. So Brainiac on his world is good, and it, like male and female, so they switch it over, and she helps him defeat the bad guy. Super...
Yeah,
that's my
maybe that might work.
But the way Morgan Edge keeps talking about the resurrection, do you think he's part Kryptonian as well, or got some of these minds? Or...
I don't know because it's weird.
He's just evil.
How did he know about it? Because he was looking for that in that meteor shower.
Mm.
Yeah, he's obviously picked up quite a few of them. I would think that's just one.
Unless that woman told him about it and she met him before, and she wants to resurrect her people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. God.
But why would he help? Why would he help? I guess because he gets an army of Kryptonian soldiers, maybe.
And becomes, it can be powerful.
To take over the world.
Imagine the goal is to make it perfect so he can use it on himself.
Yeah. Can you be immortal as well, right? Mm. You pretty much don't age.
Exactly. Yeah. He'd be like a god, you know. So, like, why would you not want that power for yourself? But you need to experiment on people to get it right.
Mm. Yeah. It's curious.
Interesting. I also quite enjoyed this episode, the flashbacks of young Clark as well.
That
was pretty cool.
It's helping to inform his choices of how to parent the boys and saying like, okay, I don't... He's at the start, he was like, let's not... Jonathan, you can't leave. You're here now. And then understanding what his mum must have gone through, seeing what he went through in the past, it's like, well, maybe I'll let you go if it feels like the
she
right
let
thing
me go,
yeah.
I can let you go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we reckoning he went on that train and left and then went straight to the North Pole? Is that what everyone's thinking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because he said he never came back, right? Yeah. So he must have gone to learn about Krypton.
Mm.
I'm there Superman. Was a train to the North Pole.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Direct link. Yeah.
Direct link to the Fortress of Solitude.
I don't know about you guys. It's 9:07 every morning from my platform. So,
I'm taking it as the Christopher Reeve type way of doing it. As he goes to the Antarctic, throws that red crystal in, and it creates a fortress, and he then learns. Spends the next 10 years or whatever learning everything.
Hmm.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah,
yeah. It's quite an interesting sort of take on like he missed out on all that time with his mum. He pretty much left when he was like what? Like he looks maybe was it before? They're sort of saying he didn't even finish high school because he was quite young there.
No, he said.
Well, however old Jordan and Jonathan are, he said he was a couple of years older. So...
Oh, okay, fine.
I can only
imagine they're freshmen, aren't they? In this.
He finished high school and then went on after that.
Then went straight away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or,
oh man, yeah. I still do. Do you think Jonathan's not going to have powers? Or do you reckon he will?
I can't.
Because I felt like they would have announced it by now, wouldn't you?
I reckon that's going
to
be the...
keep it till the finale.
Finale, yeah.
You know, reach the finale, and then we're like, oh, I guess he's not getting powers, and suddenly, oh shit, he lifted a building.
Or
a whole building.
Or
whole building, yeah.
He'll leave, and then they'll realise that he's the battery if they're going to that route, you know, for Jordan's powers, maybe. You know, and
I did think that they were going to let him leave, so then that's where they figure out that they need to be together.
Yeah, because then, like, maybe Morgan Edge will capture him after figuring out who he is for a couple of episodes, and they realize he's got no powers. But that's only because he's separated physically from his brother,
Jonathan. That'd be quite good, actually. He's like, they're like, yeah, he's the key. They can get hold of him. They experiment on him for months. They're like, there's nothing wrong. He's just human. It's like, no, it's because he's not been with Jonathan for a week. Mm.
Then what will happen is,
so Jonathan might be the key.
They'll get Jonathan. They'll put him in that machine that looked like it was giving solar radiation to the guy that blew up, and then Jonathan will take all that radiation in, give it to Jordan, and then they'll just go hell to leather with it. You know, it's just like super. You know, give him all his full powers.
Yeah,
so that'd be pretty badass. I like it,
or not. Yeah, that's just over.
I mean,
that
might put him
this.
In there, and then that kickstarts Jonathan's powers.
Yeah, maybe.
That way.
Hard to tell. And we're gonna have to wait another 5-6 weeks. 8 weeks?
More than that. More than that. 13 weeks.
God damn it, Supergirl.
it's a final season, man. That going to Blaze of Glory.
How many episodes is this season? Is it 13?
I think it's a half season, yeah. I don't think it's a full one.
Yeah, okay. They only got a half season for it.
Same as Arrow, right? They've sort of 12, 13 episodes to wrap up everything and sort of give it like homage. And I hope they do it as well as they did Arrow, to be honest, because Arrow's last season was great doing the sort of going
through the time,
it's really cool. So hopefully they'll try and do the same thing with Supergirl. It's kind of sad. It's in a weird way. I prefer shows to get a final season rather than just being cancelled.
Mm. Oh,
at least then you get to finish off.
You
the get
story some closure for it.
Yeah, exactly, massively.
Ah, well.
Well, unless that show is called Lost, in which case you've
it's
no idea how you're writing
episodes.
It.
For 20 episodes.
They're getting 20 episodes. The sixth and final season of Supergirl will consist of 20 episodes.
So is that 20 straight back? So we won't have Superman and Lois for 20 weeks?
I've no idea.
It's a long time.
At the moment, they only have the first two episodes formally scheduled for release date.
Okay.
So God knows, maybe they'll do half, then come back for more Superman and Lois, then we'll get Supergirl again.
With the way the ratings are going for the Superman and Lois, I can't imagine they wouldn't keep it off air that long. You know, it's, you know, they want people to watch this show. It's the highest
5 months worth without the show. It's a long time.
Halfway through, is Flash a full season? I was just wondering, they might, because Flash died earlier, they might be able to.
I think that's
Flash is out for Superman.
I think that's like 21 or something.
Mm.
It's pretty. Yeah. Pretty long.
God.
We will miss you, Superman and Lois. We'll see you soon. So, guys, that was episode 5 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Come on, let us know. Obviously, not going to be on for a while now, so I'd love to know your thoughts and theories and what the rest of the season entails. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode, head over to our Patreon. Link is in the description below. You find the full reaction to this episode as well as all the other reactions we do. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Links in the description below there. And we also do a podcast. So if you want to come and listen to us, head over to anywhere you can find a podcast. Type in Legends of Podcast and you will find us there. And we'll see you in a few months, maybe, for Superman and Lois, whenever it comes back. But yes, awesome.